more than just car insurance.
But it doesn't make the same sound because there's water in it. If it were empty, it would have a different,
whistle.
More holler. Yeah, it would be a. We could holler and it would be hollow. 7 after the hour, it's playtime on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Please visit DougSteffen.com to see what's going on today. Maine and Pennsylvania fighting over whoopie pies. That's the big story. The big
whoopie
news.
Pie, yes or no?
At DougSteffen.com. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. This is Friday, the 18th of February. Friday is upon us, and suppose we need to look back at that was the week that was,
mm-hmm.
or
President's
perhaps...
President's Day weekend.
Yeah, it is President's Day. We all know we'll have a big celebration here. Lots of prizes, lots of questions about presidents. It'll be a test of your knowledge here on the Good Day program on Monday. Meanwhile, it was an important day, this day in history, going back to February 18th, 1930. Jennifer? When Elm Farm Ollie became the first cow to ever fly in an airplane. Elm Farm Ollie was a Guernsey who took to the air as a special added attraction, got to be milked in flight. Moo. While over St. Louis, the milk was sealed in a container, then parachuted over the city.
Okay.
You think I wing it with this stuff, right? No.
Yeah,
this
I
is the,
do.
This is a story, a big story. I have Guernseys on my farm as well. Guernseys and Jerseys. Love those brown cows with the big black eyes. The big black eyes would make them so gentle and so sweet. Also on this date in 1972, the California Supreme Court declared the death penalty cruel and unusual punishment. So there were 107 people on death row off. Among those spared was Charles Manson, 1972. He's been living off. And we get to this point of arguing whether there ought to be the death penalty. But what this the whole situation in California starkly proved was how expensive it is to keep these people on death row, because there's appeal after appeal after appeal after appeal built into lots of state constitutions. And the federal law, I think, also has it. So you're better off not to have the death penalty. And I've been opposed to it anyway for a long, long time, except the Charlie Manson should have been executed, frankly. I always thought that because of what he did and how he did it. There are extenuating circumstances that present themselves. But frankly, what we have found more often than not, Jennifer, especially the last 7 or 8 years, there are dozens of people on death row in Illinois and Texas. Texas is the most abusive about this, who were, when you get down to brass tacks, you go through the DNA evidence that becomes new, and you see that the cops framed people, and folks were put to death, hundreds of them, who are not guilty. So how does a progressive, open society do that and look at itself in the mirror and say, hey, this is okay? No, it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an important ruling. And then, let's see here. From the Open-Minded America Department, Trinity Broadcast. Remember this? This
TBN.
Was, 19, hold on a second. I'm reaching for...
On the floor, did it fall?
Yes. 1997, Trinity Broadcasting Network, which was a TV, a Christian television network, canceled Pat Boone's gospel music show after he appeared in black leather and with tattoos on the American Music Awards show. Remember that?
Yeah, I totally remember that.
The network got, they said, thousands and thousands and thousands of protest phone calls from its prayer partners.
They
he
don't
told,
like praying with someone in leather?
Apparently not. He said the garb was designed to promote his album.
Right, I remember that.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And No More Mr. Nice Guy, I think it was called. What is the matter with people? What is the matter with people? I guess that's the question. And you know what? Here's something else that's really this is really bugging me. You may have seen the front page story in USA Today yesterday about the reenactments of the Civil War. Why are you people in the South continuing to live with this? Why? Please, somebody call me at 800-510-8255. You can call me a damned Yankee. I'm an American, and you're an American. So why are all these reenactments, these protests, the newspaper asks what they call the delicate question of why are you trying to mark this war that so severely divided us and apparently still divides many of you? Why would you do that? Montgomery, Alabama, have a big...
They
deal.
Do a lot here.
Yeah,
in the
it's
weekend.
Huge.
The Civil War.
South Carolina.
I'm sitting on Civil War, you know, grounds right now.
Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
What are you doing this for? What does it mean?
Well,
the firing of cannons, the singing of Dixie.
Have you ever seen it?
I saw it once and I thought it was disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's very un-American.
Okay, so this is my question about the reenactments. Do they always have the same outcome, like as a historical battle? Do they just reenact a battle?
They reenact a battle.
Yeah, the battle.
So there's always the predetermined outcome of what
happens.
It's not like a game.
That's what I thought.
But they have a big ball. Montgomery, Alabama has a ball this weekend celebrating the inauguration of Jefferson Davis. What? Why?
That's weird.
Why would you do that? It's President's Weekend. This is the most divisive thing that you could possibly imagine happening in a country that's having a tough time licking all of its wounds and all of its differences being in focus. We have such a wonderful country. It's a beauty. I'm so fortunate.
And that's
to
a
be
part
able,
of our history, and that's a part of what's made
us. But it's not a part of
that,
anything that's productive, Rich.
No,
enough already.
It may not be a good part of the history, but it is a part of the history.
Well, I think we should only study and remember the good
history?
No, it's not about studying and remembering. This is extolling the value and the virtue of a South that wanted nothing to do with the North. This is about slavery.
I was talking to somebody here yesterday who absolutely is just into Holocaust history.
Yeah, that's another. Mm-hmm.
And they were watching all of this. I mean, she was watching like 3 and 4 Holocaust specials over the course of the week on the channels. And
I get it.
Loves the Holocaust Museum. And you see the importance of the history and understanding the history.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. It's a downer. It's tough.
It's a downer, but you also need to know it.
But there's a different way of studying, not extolling the value and the virtue.
Doug is saying that they're celebrating it.
Yeah,
it's being spread. Right. Learning about it is one thing that's absolutely necessary.
Right.
We need to understand what it was about this country in that era that made it so difficult for us to stay together.
I would take my son to see a reenactment.
You have somebody that does reenactments working for you, Rich.
I have somebody here that does.
Yeah, Eric.
He does more of that fantasy battle sword.
Oh. It's food for thought. You can take the information.
I would tell Sean that this is a part. This is what happened here, where you live. In your backyard, where you live, these guys walked through your backyard and were killing each other, and they were all Americans.
And it was all about slavery.
Economics, slavery, yes.
And it's interesting how divisive it becomes. Last year when they had this reenactment, there were protesters all over the place. I'm looking at a placard of a black lady holding this placard of South Carolina suffers from the Confederacy of the Mind. There's nothing about this that brings people together, really. And understanding what we went through and the reason for going to war, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's important.
That's the value.
A good discussion comes perhaps today. We ought to be at school on Monday. It's a travesty that schools are closed on President's Day. It's an outrage that schools are closed on President's Day. Because nobody pays any attention. What? You think going to the car dealer to buy a car or buy some sheets of President's special?
That's how I'm celebrating all the President's birthdays combined.
Yeah, buying
on the wrong days.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
You feel better now?
I am just bothered. I'm trying to...
I'm going to rename this segment
this
to the
country.
To the Doug Gets It Off His Chest segment.
Well, but you know what? It's a good thing to get these things off your chest because not everything is perfect. I want to say goodbye to these things.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. All right, so it's 16 after, Richie. It's the Good Day program.
Yeah, absolutely,
as well.
It is.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm, thanks to discounts of up to 40%. Switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
All right, so here we are confronted with a problem, Rich, that men across our country. Actually, you know, we kind of think that the problems we have in America, health problems, we are exclusive, that nobody else has these problems around the world. But I will tell you, for those who are listening at DougStephan.com, the feed on the we were testing this last night at dinner, by the way. It was kind of fun to have somebody has a droid and go to the website. Your buddy Jimmy, as a matter of fact, Jennifer, had his droid, and he was downloading some of the stuff from yesterday's program.
That's cool.
The reason I say this is because we're heard all around the world, and people sometimes react to some of the things that we talk about, like the condition of men and their prostate. This is not an American problem. This is a problem across the world with men over the age of 50 who suffer from prostate problems. You can do one simple thing, actually two, three. Have good exercise and good health. Get your prostate checkup and feed the prostate with Super Beta Prostate. Get a free bottle of this amazing product that will help everything about this part of your body work better, guaranteed. They've sold millions of bottles of this stuff. So get on it free right now by calling 800-607-7078. It's called Super Beta Prostate. Ask for Beta Prostate. New customer call-in line, 800-607-7078. You just pay a small shipping and handling charge. You'll be taking good care of your prostate. Women actually call more than men do. 800-607-7078.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Why suffer? Use as directed.
I don't know one Catholic woman that doesn't take birth control pills. Starting with Roberta, who's a fallen Catholic. Jennifer.
I'm a Methodist now. We're fallen Catholics.
You fell into Methodist. Jennifer, you take birth control pills, right?
Not anymore. I used to.
Really? What do you use for birth control?
Not having a boyfriend.
Where am I? Did you just ask that on the nationally syndicated radio show?
Do you have any control over how creepy you allow yourself to get?
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
One of the most recognizable themes in the world. The theme for American Idol, the last day of Hollywood Week, was last night. And here Haley Reinhardt sings God Bless the Child.
Honey, you've got lots of friends.
Get away from that. All right, let's try another.
Wow.
Lots of people. Parading across the stage last night. Here's Ashton Jones singing for the judges.
And I am telling you,
why do these kids continue to do this warbling? Charlotte can do better than this. All right.
You should enter Charlotte.
You should. She would do well.
Yeah.
The judges would like her.
They ought to have a dog.
Randy could say, my dog.
Yeah, hey, dog.
Right on. Hey, dog. What's up, dog?
Here's Thea Mejia. With
what a wonderful girl. I want to hear this one.
One of my favorite songs in the world.
No, I was out.
Jen?
I didn't yet, no.
I like this.
Yeah, this is nice. I remember liking her.
Stop it.
Sam, isn't that the benefit that you get by listening? If you recognize a song, you sing along with the people who are contestants on America. That's part
of
it.
If I'm in my car, if I'm in the shower, if I'm in the privacy of my home, no. If I'm on the radio show, not so much.
Well, that's because you can't sing.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, so anyway, and by the way, I wanted to go back to Richie saying, I'm getting off my hooting and hollering. I want this to be a wonderful world. I hope for, pray for, and work for a really good, wonderful world. I don't think reenacting the things that caused us great pain is a wonderful way to create a wonderful world. That's why I said what I did. For those of you who got a little wrinkled and shrinkled about my comments regarding Jefferson Davis's birthday and stuff like that, I just don't think there's any place for it anymore. I think it's too divisive. I mean, in an era where we're so doggone politically correct, good heavens. All right, speaking of being politically correct, here's a Francis Kuntz. Really bad. This is really bad. I can tell you before, Rizzy, it's really bad.
Lipstick day on the front over my left side brain.
Heard enough?
I knew I would.
Right, I don't think it's terrible.
And so I went and let
yeah, it is.
So here's Jordan Sparks, who was one of the previous winners, talking about the new American Idol this year.
J-Lo was actually a mentor on my season when we did Latin Week. So I kind of have a little bit of a history there with her, but I love her because obviously she's gorgeous. But it's so endearing to see that she's like, she had a hard time saying no, like during the first couple episodes, and then she was like, no, no.
Yeah,
she got it.
She got over
she
it.
She was like,
it's
okay,
so
I'm good. And then Steven, his little excerpts of what he said. Did you have a lot of paint chips as a kid? Like, oh, who says that? It's so funny. He's hilarious. I was pleasantly surprised at how everything worked together, and like the vibes are really good. But they didn't. They haven't showed as many, you know, like bad auditions as they used to.
And now they're making up for it this week. Jordan Sparks on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
It's tough to be a reporter. Three separate stories, three separate incidents from this week. Sort of bring a focus around to why would anybody want to do this for a living? And I'll give you some more. We'll underscore some of the problems and the realities. As Good Day continues, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future signature and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
1-877-814-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
LoseYourExcuse.gov.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. The Good Day program on the air, as it usually is, 4 hours a day. If you can't listen to four on your way to work, you might listen to one. Hey, you can download. There are a number of different ways you can get at this, and I'm flattered that some of you think it's actually worth the effort, although it really doesn't take that much effort. If you've got an iPhone, we have one of those iPhone apps.
Yeah, I mean, it's download push it. One button.
But
and
I was
more
talking about Jimmy Troja here last night. I'm in the new studios, by the way, of WTTF in Tiffin. Brand new studios, brand new facilities on the campus of Heidelberg University. Kind of a neat thing to see. And this is part of the reality. There'll be a celebration and a dedication of this studio and what's gone on here since Tony Paradiso, my pal, and I put together a plan to really to give the radio station, the commercial station that I'm on here, to Heidelberg so that they can run it and use it as a media lab to teach people how to work in the integrated world of radio and television and audio and video. And it's all coming together thanks to Facebook and Twitter and these things. It's an incredible opportunity to be able to learn how to use all of these tools. And so we put all of this together, and I'm so happy. This is the first time I've seen it. Last night when I got here at 9 o'clock, as the first opportunity I've had to see all of it as it's come together. And it's wonderful. Brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. Here's something that's not so cool.
Uh-oh.
The reporters this week. Now, you know me, and I'm no glorifier. The people who go into television as reporters because they think it's glamorous, they, first of all, have rocks in their head. Secondly, they haven't really learned about their craft, or they would know there's no glory, there's no glamour. Until maybe you get to be Katie Couric.
Right. Well, when you're doing hard news,
right,
that's
right.
True.
Yeah. All right. So here's the story just from this week alone. Pretty much everybody's been talking about foreign affairs correspondent Laura Logan on assignment in Egypt.
Awful story.
And getting assaulted sexually. The thing that has been the hallmark of this, for me anyway, is the unbelievable blogging and posting and online comments, stunningly abusive, stupid, awkward, ignorant, whatever word you can come up with. If you look at some of these, Jennifer, some of these posts from some of these people who basically said, with looks like that, what did she expect?
Right.
That was, she made a choice to go over there, so she was asking for it, and stuff that was a lot worse than that. What does that teach young women, girls, young women, who might want to go into a profession?
It keeps a glass ceiling in place is what it does, pretty much.
And even more than that, it underscores what a sexist society we live in. I mean, you talk, we all throw rocks at the Middle Easterners because of their ignorance. How is this any different?
Now, I will tell you, as a woman going over there, it would be a concern for me, not because, you know, I think I'm all that in a bag of chips, but I know how women are treated in those countries. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it would be a concern, and I think you do have to keep that in consideration.
There's two parts of this. The fact that she went over there and was on assignment, and whether someone, her boss said, this is your job, or she went to the boss and said, please let me go over there. I mean, this woman is fairly well known, and she has fairly good credentials. It's not like she's Katie Couric or Diane Sawyer, but she's, I'm sure that's what her direction is, and that's what she'd like for herself.
Right.
Having said that, she's not a bad, she's a fairly decent reporter for many of the stuff I've seen her do. I'm not one who follows much of these news programs and television because I think they're all flush and slush. But at any rate, no matter what, she did not deserve to get raped and sodomized by these guys. And that's really the point. And the fact that the people who have written on these blogs are as ignorant as they are in their overview of this is just really troubling.
And if it happened to someone in their family, they wouldn't be saying a word.
Exactly. Right. Okay, so there's that. Then there's from CBS we go to ABC. There is the story of correspondent Miguel Marquez, who took a beating while he was live on the air on one of the ABC newscasts. He's in Bahrain this week. We all know
that's
this
tough
week.
Place.
This is the stuff in Egypt has ignited all kinds of stuff all over the Middle East, and you can say what you will about whose fault it is, all of that stuff, who cares? That's not the story. The story is, I guess, how dangerous it is when you're in the middle. You put yourself in the middle of this stuff. So here is the actual audio of the incident with Miguel Marquez reporting back and him getting beaten. Listen to this.
It's after 3 o'clock in the morning here at Pearl Square. The military has just come alongside a highway right next to the main square here in town and is firing tons of tear gas into the square, clearing about 2,000 or 3,000 protesters out. Now there are whole gangs of police officers moving in a line to clear the square forcefully. Clearly, the military is not taking any more. The protesters are now starting to move back toward the military, and they are in a complete fight right on the street. Oh, there was a canister that looked like of now a police officer saying to me, no, journalist.
He's in the middle of a military crackdown on the protesters that was launched by the government of Bahrain. He wasn't badly injured, but he was beaten with billy clubs, and the government troops had his camera ripped from his hands. And he's translating from Arabic to English, journalist, journalist, journalist.
Mm-hmm.
trying to tell them he was not a protester. So that's is that the way it is? I guess the, trying to put Walter Cronkite or some of the other great reporters of World War II, Edward R. Murrow, some of the guys that reported, we heard, it's not in our lifetime, so maybe it's a different reality, but some of those guys, they're the World War II correspondents and where they were, that's how Cronkite got to be known, because he spent most of the war in the trenches with troops. Those were the stories that he told, and he fed them back to Murrow's broadcast from England. That's how Cronkite cut his teeth. He was a newspaper reporter, and he got a job with CBS, and they sent him over. It was like cannon fodder. Okay, you're a young guy. Go over there and report. Go jump into the find a hole and dig in. That's what he did. And that's how his career was built. And these people know that. I mean, most of these people that are trying to get into these positions, Laura Logan and the others, they know what this leads to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then the third incident this week happened to a local Los Angeles reporter on the CBS station there. Her name is Serene Branson. Tripped over her words during a report on the Grammys last Sunday. Apparently, according to doctors, she suffered a complex migraine headache. There were a lot of rumors on the Internet that claimed that she had a stroke, a TIA. But apparently, severe migraines, I don't know this, we'll have to ask Dr. Kent.
I had never heard this either.
No, I have, luckily in my life, probably had the number of headaches I've had in my life I can count on my hands. I have ocular migraines where I lose my focus for about 3 or 4 minutes, but it doesn't hurt. Everything looks like, on the digital screen when you lose the signal from DirecTV or whatever,
how
they're all
those little,
yeah. Is that what it's called? Yeah, that's what my eyes look like for 3 or 4 minutes. Anyway, the rumor is one thing, the reality another. She was a week after it, she lost her vision, and she couldn't speak. But there's no long-term effect, thank heavens for her. She seemed like a nice enough lady. She looks scared, the poor thing. Everybody's seen this and heard it, so we don't have to play it again. It's just one of those things. And so is that something else? I mean, that could happen to you no matter what your lot in life, no matter what your chosen profession is. That could happen. It just brings around, everything. Today we have this expectation of perfection. People don't want mistakes. I don't know why they listen to this program.
I think you remember the Saturday Night Live skits where they couldn't hold it together, or the Carol Burnett show where they couldn't hold it together, and that was the beauty of it.
And
back in the old days of radio and news, when they were just, nothing was canned, it was all on the fly, they were flying by the seat of their pants.
I told you the story.
That's pretty much what we do here. I mean, there's
what
nothing.
This program is all about.
It's just seat of your pants radio, it's real.
I told you that when I was a kid, I belonged to the Intercollegiate Broadcasting Society. We used to go to New York every year for a little convention for 3 or 4 days a weekend. I remember going to the various news facilities, and back in, this would have been the 1960s. So we're going to the Mutual News headquarters, and we met all, there were a bunch of guys, everybody, at that point Mutual was the biggest news network. So you knew all of the voices. And I remember going into this studio, Rich, and it was the most amazing thing I think I've ever experienced. As a kid learning how to do this and having jaw opening.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. How do they do that?
Dick DeFreitas was doing a newscast. It was 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Dick DeFreitas was doing the news. They had, everything was on tape. They had all the actualities on tape. Mm-hmm. And they were editing and putting together the tape as 3 o'clock, the 3 o'clock bung came off. Mutual News, Dick DeFreitas reporting. He had no script.
Yeah.
He did 5 minutes of news with no script. He and the editor had been in the tape room. They edited everything from the previous hour. The guy had 45 minutes to put the newscast together. Every single story had an actuality. And the tape, he put the tape literally on the deck as DeFreitas was introducing the first story. The tapes playing through the head, but it is going onto the floor because he didn't have time to put it on the pickup reel.
Right.
And he just, okay, after the first, he knew where the cue was after the first story, about 14, 15-second actuality, stopped it. DeFreitas, without any copy, ad-libs an intro to the second he hits the tape.
Watching the guy thread the tape so that he knows when to go to it.
Astounding.
Yeah.
And the guys today, you couldn't find anybody that come even close to being able to, to do that.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
My God.
I came in at the tail end of cutting tape, and it was an art form. Oh. It was a lot of fun.
We can do it now using the computer, but there's no, you know, it's hard to make a mistake unless you leave some of the audio in. We've done that once in a while.
Yeah. It was definitely a different, I mean, it's still an art form, but it was a whole different thing back then. It was neat.
God bless him. 14 before the hour. Dr. Ken next on Good Day.
Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Doctoring time here on Good Day. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, our medical expert with a daily dose of important medical information. We'll get to some of the things you need to know and you'll be talking about today after we help you fill in the blanks when it comes to losing weight. There's only one name that you need to keep in your mind, and that's Medifast. That's the word, that's the noun, that's the company that's been around for decades that has doctors like Dr. Ken recommending, not with somebody twisting their arm, but wholeheartedly endorsing this system, Ken, because it works and it's healthy, it's safe, it's all the good things that we need. Some people just go about this the wrong way. They lose weight by... They don't eat. That's really bad. Really not very smart, right?
As a physician, I'm seeing my patients lose 2 to 5 pounds per week. They're getting more healthy. Their blood pressure, cholesterol, and sugar are going down. They like this diet. They're staying on it, and they're very happy with it.
A lot of support. You get a disc that goes through all of the things that are part of this. You have all kinds of pamphlets and explanations. The Medi in Medifast comes from doctors, medical doctors like Dr. Ken, who say this is the way to go. Lose that weight. Right now you can go on to MedifastKen.com. Log on to M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T, MedifastKen.com, and use Dr. Ken as a code to save $50 when you order your Medifast supplies. Or you can call them at 800-506-4115. That's how you save $50. Log on to MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115. Use D-R-K-E-N to save the $50. Richie's losing weight. Jennifer's losing weight.
Yep.
I'll have to get caught up with Roberta when she comes back, but it's very helpful. It's really on purpose and on point. MedifastKen.com or 800-506-4115. So the FDA has approved this lap band, which is so controversial here in California. There are lawsuits up the Yazunga. Why would you think anything differently, though? The FDA, as usual, has their head stuck up in something that that precludes them from being able to see, Ken.
Well, the cosmetic drug and device maker Allergan, they've received approval to market its stomach-shrinking lap band to millions more patients who are less...
How could they do that, though, in face of all of this information here that's so negative about it?
Get them on and ask them.
Isn't that the same thing that, like, Al Roker did?
Their ads all over the place. Two people out here have died going through this operation.
Wow.
I mean, what the hell is the FDA doing? Man, I'll tell you, this country is really...
How about some good news?
Okay, good news. Let's have medical good news. Thank you. What? Positive thinking?
Positive thinking. Your expectations can affect how well pain medications work. This is out of Science Translational Medicine this week. Being optimistic may boost their effectiveness in blocking pain, while being pessimistic may lower their effectiveness. So your expectations can alter the effectiveness of pain relievers.
Take zinc if you got a cold, looks like, yes?
Zinc can shrink the duration of a cold by one day, and usually it lasts a week.
All right. Get the details. Listen to the down. You can download the Daily Dose. Easy to do that.
Absolutely.
At DougStephan.com. 51 after.
Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. These prices vary based on how you buy.
Three after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. You know which cell phone company is now offering unlimited free cell-to-cell calls with all providers?
I do.
That's one of the ways of us helping you make life better. If it's Verizon, I'm going to do my rant on Verizon.
It isn't Verizon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I may do my Verizon rant anyway.
I figured you might.
Yeah, but here is Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, with the answer next on Good Day.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, and I want to talk with you about automatic web-based backups of your computer. There's a great $5 per month backup service from MyMedia.com. It keeps your pictures, music, movies, and documents safe and secure online. You set it up the first time, and MyMedia backs up new pictures as well as file changes automatically, and you can access this information from anywhere. This is peace of mind. It's off-site safety for your priceless personal media. Go to MyMedia.com for your free trial. That's MyMedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
A recent New York Times blog post by David Pogue brings up some interesting cell phone issues. First, Pogue is not a fan of wireless phone companies. He says they gouge consumers. He says they charge for both sending the text message and receiving the text message. And he says they don't lower our monthly bills once our subsidized phones are paid off. Actually, T-Mobile does this, but they're the only ones. Of course, it's hard to disagree with him on any of this. It's just something that has been happening for so long, and nearly every major wireless company engages in all of these tactics, that we don't think twice about it. It's just how things work. Now, he also pointed to some progress. AT&T recently announced that customers get free phone calls to all cell phones, not just AT&T cell phones. Any cell phone, any carrier. To get this, you do need an unlimited AT&T texting plan. So, there you go. Upsides and downsides. Just like in all technology. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That rich aroma starts filling up the room. Let me know.
All right, so now we have the answer to that question. I must tell you, as I have often, my frustration with doing business. Everybody says all the phone companies are the same. That doesn't justify, make right, or make any of this easier. For those of you who have to go through this, whether you have AT&T, we've become so dependent on all of this technology. We have the tools, but do you ever think about how difficult it is to get this stuff delivered to you? Whether you have an iPhone, whether you have a Droid, I'm talking about the portable devices, or if you have a PC, the things that are like nailed down, your television, for example, the things that you enjoy there, how difficult it is, really and truly, to deal with these clowns that run these companies. And it's the same, we hear the same story. I was on a plane yesterday when I was coming to Ohio, and in Dallas at the airport, I was on the phone for 45 minutes, and this was the fourth call I had made about a problem we had with one of the phone lines back on the farm that the folks on the farm couldn't deal with because they couldn't understand a part of the problem, and nobody at Verizon would explain it to them. So I finally called, and after going through, I kid you not, 14 different phone numbers and different people, I got to a person that I actually could talk to. That is, there was a live person, and the indignity that I or anybody else goes through talking to some of these people who are the most arrogant, hostile people you can imagine. My father used to say they couldn't sell peanuts at the circus. And so on and on and on. Finally, I got so annoyed, I hung up the phone and shrieked at you wouldn't have believed it, Richie, if you could have heard what I said. And there was no resolve to it. And then about an hour, when I landed in Ohio, I got a phone call from somebody back on the farm. Oh, the phone went back on about a half hour ago. But I don't know what I did or what I said to turn it back on. I mean, why should you have to put yourself through this stuff? It's incredible. A pox on all of their houses. So I say.
A box on you, I put.
That's it. All right, so 59 up the hour. This is the good day.
Men.